This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
What's up, peeps? Welcome back to Rebranding Safety. This week we are reflecting on the chat that we just had with Robert Manelson. I hope you enjoyed the chat. Let's jump into the intro and we'll talk some more about it.
Isn't deviation, it's complexity.
Health and safety has gone mad.
Health and safety is trying to unpick having gone mad in the past.
There's no one solution and one problem. The problem is that we are looking for one solution.
Does the structure of the team allow them to flourish?
Feel safe enough to be uncomfortable.
The environment defines our behaviours.
People aren't the problem, they're the solution.
Rebranding Safety, crushing the stereotype. Brought to you by Risk Blue.
What's up, peeps? Welcome back to Rebranding Safety. Sorry about that. I'm still getting used to this new toy. What's up, peeps? Welcome back to Rebranding Safety. Rebranding Safety is a YouTube channel and podcast doing exactly what it says on the tin. We're here to change the perception of health and safety, and we do that right here on the YouTube channel. And we do that on the podcast as well. So if you're new here, hit those buttons, like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is. It looks like it does something good in the crazy algorithms. And we will appreciate you for that. Thank you very much. So today we're going to be talking, reflecting, reviewing my notes on the chat with Robert Manelson, the amazing, lovely Canadian from the lovely Canada, not American, as I called him early on in our chat. Terrible mistake, rookie mistake. But before we get into that, just a quick note from our sponsors. Rebranding Safety is sponsored by Paradigm Human Performance, their subscription service. Managers and owners of small and medium-sized enterprises are constantly spinning those plates all the time. And safety is often perceived as an unaffordable luxury. And the cost of establishing a solid foundation of regulatory, legal, and industry compliance and embedding it in everything you do should never be beyond the reach of an employer. Paradigm Human Performance's global mission is to make workplaces safer, healthier, and more respectful places where all workers are recognised for their contribution and respected for their subject matter expertise. Because worker safety must be part of your DNA if your organisation is going to thrive, Paradigm Human Performance have a great way to make that a reality. Their HC subscription service starts from only £99 a month. So if you need help and support in meeting your legal obligations, then that is the place to go. I'll put all their contact details in the description below so you can go and check that out. Just another note from my own company, Project Meletium. If you're looking to drive your personal and professional development up the wazoo, then Project Meletium membership community for safety and risk professionals is the place for you. It's a hybrid of a book club, a mastermind community, and just so much more, with a mixed bag of in-depth 3.5-hour session mastermind quarterly wagon wheel, all the way down to your weekly drop-in calls, which we call our community calls, which are just turning out to just be absolutely amazing. And we run a monthly book club as well, mixed bag of newsletters, members resources online, a slick ass members area. It's all there for you, and it's just an amazing community. You could join our members-only LinkedIn group as well. So if you want to try it out for free, you can drop me a DM or email me at james@rebrandingsafety, and I'll hit you up. And one of our weekly calls, you come and try it before you buy it. But it's growing fast, peeps. So go to www.projectmeletium.com if you want on board. Yeah. Right, let's get into my notes. How lovely was Robert? So lovely, such a lovely guy, so enthusiastic. I must apologize, the audio from both Robert and myself was crap. I think I'd not turned on my proper mic. I was talking into it, but I think I not turned it on, so it defaulted to just a crappy room mic that I use for work. So I apologize for that, sincerely apologize. So yeah, just that the passion from Mike was just amazing. Mike, that's the other interview we've just done. The passion from Robert was just outstanding. Like, I love the guy so much. And I thought we had a really kind of, it was a really emergent conversation, but still like a really honest conversation. We just kind of explored his challenges together, which are so similar to our challenges, that it was kind of like, you know, a couple of times he was rebutting my ideas, and it's always coming out a couple of rebuttals for him as well. And it was just really cool conversation. I just really enjoyed it. I remember coming off of that chat being proper, like, just smiley, like, really smiley, like, such a lovely guy. The Canadians with their cards, man. I'm telling you now. There's something about Canadians. They're just so bloody nice. Stereotypically nice. Not a bad stereotype to have, is it? Let's have a look at some of my notes, though. The more people I talk to, the more I see how powerful words are and language, and just how powerful one word that could be perceived not really what you want it to be, if that makes sense. So, for example, you know, we had a very long conversation around mental health, and should we call it brain health, or should he rebrand it or completely just retitle it, rename it? And I thought that was a fascinating conversation. And to be honest, on that day, I was like, I think you should rebrand and commit to the name of mental health. And then tomorrow I might be like, nah, I think you should change. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that we should commit wholly to what we're in right now, but not be scared of shifting. And I think that we could take a lot of lessons from that with the safety profession as well. Like, I am wholly into the world of health and safety, and I am trying my damnedest to make sure that people see it differently as to what we do, see what we do very differently. But I'll be damned if I will commit to that too much. And if one day when I, you know what, this isn't working, we just need to pivot to another name, risk and resilience or whatever, I'll be one of the first to jump ship. And then if we realize that was wrong, we need to go back to health and safety. I'll again be we one of the first to jump ship. And I think that Robert's going through a similar journey, and I thought it was fascinating to see that he is trying these things out and just entertaining this conversation with different people. And I'm really excited to see where he lands on it. And I really don't know what's right and what's wrong. And really, frankly, is there a right and wrong? Should there be a right and wrong? It's just whatever works. I think if I look at it now, reflecting on it, I'm like, if I'm going to talk to one person and their and brain health is getting through to them, hey, I'm going to commit to brain health. Just because the most important thing is we're trying to get this message across. And the same, I do this in New View Safety. Like, I want to talk about HOP, for example. But if people are like, behavior-based safety up the wazoo, I'm just going to still talk about New View Safety and Safety 2 and Resilience and HOP and stuff like that. I'm just going to call it behavior-based safety because that's the language they're talking right now. That's where they are. I'm going to start drip-feeding some of this newer stuff and bring them along with us. So it's really powerful, the words that we choose to use, but I just think it's dynamic. But I love some of the stuff that he was on. I love that he challenged me when I said my wife suffers with mental health. And I thought it was such a good challenge to see from him. Sorry, to hear from him. And when he said it, I was like, shit, that makes so much sense. But at first I was just like, yeah, that's just, she does. She suffers with it every day. But like, no, she doesn't. She survives it every day. She succeeds through it in spite of it every day. The word suffers makes it sound like she's cowering in the corner every day. Well, damn, she's definitely not. She keeps herself going, frankly. So I really love that. And I think it really put into context just how powerful words are. And in the words of Adam Johns, words create worlds. And I know that he stole that off someone else, and I've stole it off him, and someone else probably stole it off of them, and so on and so forth. And to my point, I've put my notes here, but I've already said it, like, you know, the commit and shift, like from Gary V, like I take that from Gary V. There's a whole documentary on it where he full on is so committed to something, but he's the first one to say, now, shit idea, off we go, jump and move. So how funny is that? I've wrote that in my notes, and I already talked about it. So I'm on the same wavelength. So that's really good. For me, I think it probably doesn't matter for you guys, but just shows that I'm not making this stuff up as I go along. It does sit in my brain. So I do think that's something that we need to get better at in the safety profession, is just being really committed to one thing, but then just going, ah, fuck it, move on. And I think if we were a bit like that, then maybe we wouldn't have so much of this battle around safety one, safety two, new view, old view, whatever. We would just be like, cool, this is the new one, let's jump in, let's give it a go. Well, no, this is shit, move on, try something else. That's inherently quite scary, isn't it? Considering what we do in our job is talking about people's lives and talking about people's mental health in this case, and talking about people working at height or losing a finger or bumping a head or something like that. It's really hard to say, let's do a little experiment on hop, even though we're not really sure if it works. But inevitably, isn't that where everything comes from? Not where every experiment comes from. Everything, whether it's bulletproof vests, we'd have to try it at first somewhere. Well, yeah, they tried it on a piece of wood, James. Yeah, they probably did. But at some point, you would have had to be the first person to wear a bulletproof vest. You never know. So my point is like, I think we can just be so risk averse sometimes to jump from something, and we get so uppity about something, and we get so scared and risk averse of trying out something a bit new and seeing if it works, because we're so scared of it not working, that we end up just sitting in the same place, that we never change, we never innovate, we never improve. So whilst at the time I might have said to, and I did say to Robert, I think he should commit to mental health. I think he should do whatever he wants to do. I think he should commit to mental health. And then once people stop talking about mental health and it's just not as much of a buzzword as it is at the moment, I would just then, that's the point to just flip and move over to something else. And don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to go, yeah. Last week I was talking about hop like mad. This week I think hop's shit and I'm talking about BBS. What? Nothing wrong with that. Just be dynamic in what we do. And I think Robert and mental health is exactly the same. For me, mental health at the moment is a big buzzword. It's getting a lot of attention. And I think changing it now would be a bad move for me, because think of it from like a hashtag point of view. If you started doing a hashtag for brain health, you're starting with zero or very low numbers at least. But if you do a hashtag for mental health, damn, that's got to be one of the most popular most popular hashtags out there at the moment. So why create a harder battle for yourself? Jump on the stuff that's already being used. And I think we could learn a lot from that in safety as well. But definitely, like, you got all these people that are like, oh God, you've just jumped on the bandwagon. Hell yeah, I've jumped on the bandwagon. That's where everyone is. That's what I'm trying to do. Ooh, there's another podcast jumping on the podcast bandwagon. Yeah, fucking more the merrier. Come on. I want to hear your message. This is where people are. People are listening over here. Get over here. Come on. I just think people get a bit too uppity about this stuff. Like, just fucking commit. And then when it's not working, just go, nah, I'm moving on. Anyway, I've said the same thing over and over and over and over again. So you know what I mean. You know what I'm trying to say. There's one thing I've got here, and we'll kind of nip this in the bud after this, because my notes are running out, and also I know that the last one I kind of went over a bit on that one, so we'll try and keep this one nice and short. But there's one thing that me and Robert really didn't get into that much, and it was the one line that made me actually want to talk to him, which is a shame that we didn't get onto it, but we kind of did a little bit. Robert said at the end of a Paradigm webinar, which if you're not on those Paradigm webinars, you need to go, website's in the description. So basically Teresa said, oh, I'm not an expert in mental health, and if we get any work in mental health, we give it to this expert that we employ. And Robert corrected her and said, no, you are an expert in mental health. And I was kind of like, okay, let's see where you're going with this. He pricked my ears up. And then he said, we're all experts in mental health because we all have mental health. So therefore, we're all experts in it. And this is where it comes into Robert's mental health continuum. We all know our mental health continuum and our kind of wavelength throughout our mental health. Therefore, we are experts in mental health because it's our own health. Now, that doesn't make us psychologists or therapists or experts in mental illness. No, it doesn't. It doesn't make us experts in mental improvement or anything like that, but it does make us experts in mental health. So what I think that communicates for me is the power of you. The power of you as a person talking to someone. The power of conversation. The power of you just being available for somebody to talk to, because you are a mental health expert because you have your own mental health. So for me, I thought what Robert said was just so, so powerful. And it just said to me that don't be scared to talk about this stuff. Like we all say, make it okay to talk. And we have all these taglines and it's really good. But you need to do it. Like you need to be the change you want to see. You need to say to people, hey, do you want to talk about that? And they're not going to want to at the first time you ask. And maybe you have to ask them again. Maybe you have to ask them again. And it's really hard to talk about this stuff. Yeah, I'm going through my own challenges right now and really struggling to find motivation right now. Really struggling to kind of get out of bed in the morning. Can't find the reason why I can't get out of bed in the morning. But because everything is just so freaking awesome. But why do I still struggle with motivation? It doesn't make any sense. And talking about it is really, really difficult. Me and my wife have had so many conversations about it. And we're talking and you know, what do we think it is? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. So I don't want to talk about it because I just don't have the answer. But the talking about it, the emergent and explorative kind of conversation helps. It helps because we work it out. It was only a few days ago that me and my wife were just talking about something. And I was just saying, oh, you know, I'm just comfort eating. And we both had a bit of a revelation that, oh yeah, shit, we do that. Everyone does it. But we needed to just kind of say it out loud. And we did that through conversation. So I think the power of Robert's work here around mental health continuum and acknowledging that you, as a person who has mental health, you are therefore qualified to talk to somebody about mental health because you can relate, because you all have your own challenges. When we talk about mental health, we're not all talking about these crazy stories of people that have been through real horrific things. You don't need to go through that to have a conversation with someone about mental health. You just have to open your ears and just say, hey, how are you doing? And not trying to achieve anything out of it, just have an emergent, explorative kind of conversation with them. You don't have the answers. You don't need to have the answers. You're not there in this conversation to give them solutions and to say, this is what you should do. If you have tips and you have ideas, and that's fucking amazing. But you don't have to go into that conversation with the answers because there might not be any answers. But what you can do is just go into this conversation and probably just have this emergent conversation with them. And it might fucking help you as well. Like, helps me. I find it more helpful when I'm helping someone else. Like, if I'm helping someone else and guiding someone else, I'm like, oh yeah, shit, I could do that as well. So just have a think about that. I think that's really powerful what Robert talks about there, in that, you know, we're all experts in our own mental health. And I think considering mental health on a continuum for me is powerful. Understanding that we have highs and lows, and as long as we try to operate as much as we can within that continuum of good and bad, you know, we don't want to be buzzing, bouncing off the walls every day. No one wants that. But you also don't want to be low all the time. But you can have low days and just say it's a low day, and I'm not going to overthink that. I just feel low today, and then be able to acknowledge that actually a lot of the time I'm beyond the low line in my continuum. So now I need to talk to someone about this, or I may need to get some more professional help. And the other flip side as well, like being able to acknowledge that someone is just over on the buzzing line all the time. Like, is that good, or is that a cry for help, or is that something else? Or, we want to be on a consistent peaks and troughs, not on just constantly buzzing. And someone's, their people's continuums will be different. Like, your continuum might be quite in the middle. Your someone else's continuum that manages, say, some mental health illnesses, might be a slightly lower continuum, so they're a bit more lower on that radar, and someone who's just living life and loving, you know, every minute they're on earth might be a bit higher in their kind of continuum, so therefore they're more buzzing a lot of the time. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a mental health expert in any way, shape or form. I'm just kind of waffling, but this is what I think you should do, is just waffle a little bit more with people, because I think it's good. All right, people, that's enough from me. Don't forget to go check out www.rebrandandsafety.com if you want some merch, or you want to do some work with us or anything like that. If you want to become a sponsor of the channel, we're looking for a couple more podcast sponsors. So if you're up for that, let us know. happy to have that conversation with you. Or if you just want a one-off branded sponsored video, we can do that for you as well. So if you've got a new product or a new service and you want us to do something with you to kind of help get that in front of our audience, then we can do that as well. Don't forget to go check out www.projectmeletium.com if you want to drive your professional development up the wazoo. And don't forget to go check out Paradigm Human Performance HSE subscription service if you're an SME and looking for some real kick-ass help and support. That's the place to go. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed my chat with Robert, and I hope ultimately you found this enjoyable and helpful. Catch you next week. Safe.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the position of the companies. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are examples only based on limited and dated open source information and should not be utilised in real life as the only solution available. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the companies. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, or otherwise, without prior written permission from James McPherson.